Yeah, no, I think it's very timely, and we actually were talking about this a little bit internally with some of our new KPMG colleagues, and you know, I think we're all interested to see what, if any, tangible proposals Obama might put forth, because, you know, to date, until quite recently, he's not been a big fan of business overall, at least tangibly a fan, and certainly relative to trade, whether that's in goods and services, he's been either directly protectionist or he's been supporting the protectionist agenda, especially in the public sector. Now, I think it's unlikely the public sector ever would have outsourced anything to Brazil from the U.S., but certainly he's not been a fan of either outsourcing or really being supportive of trying to get more immigrant workers into the U.S. And getting them to stay. Now, the rhetoric changed, at least, after the last midterm elections, and he's been, you know, talking more with business leaders, you know, Jeff Immelt at GE and others. There's been discussion of trying to get some of the trade agreements, Colombia and I forget the other one, kind of back on track, Korea. But I think there's some doubt as to how much substance is there behind the rhetoric. So I think it would be interesting to see if he has any tangible proposals to help to liberalize trade in services or in goods. I know there's a fair amount of contention in agriculture because, you know, Brazil is you know, could be a great exporter of you know, sugarcane-based ethanol, which is a lot more efficient than U.S. corn-based ethanol, but U.S. has big, you know, tariffs against Brazil. So I think that's probably a bigger topic than services trade, but I think the question would be, are there any real tangible things he wants to put forth? Because, you know, from what I see, I think there's great opportunity for the U.S. to trade more with Brazil in goods and services, but it really doesn't seem to take off. I mean, Equatera did some work in Brazil, but it was more local work outsourced locally or regionally. We spent some time with Brazilian-based providers that are trying to enter the North America market, but you know, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of traction. And I think some of the providers are smaller, and some of it is the market's just not receptive. But I think from a base of resources, Brazil would be a great location geographically and language-wise and skill-wise. I know IBM has operations there at a few other firms, but you know, it doesn't seem it's really been exploited. And I know some of the topics of debate when I was down there, which was a couple years ago, was kind of lack of bilateral trade agreements, some issues with protectionism or just not enthusiasm within the Brazilian banking sector to let, you know, non-local services firms in. So it seems there's some points on the Brazil side that they could do in terms of pushing more trade agreements or opening up the market that could encourage more sourcing. But it seems to be there's equally or more that the U.S. do. So I guess long-winded answer, but I think there's a lot that could be done, but I don't think anybody's really thinking that Obama will really be tangible in that. More so he'll kind of speak the big picture like he did when he was